Hello, book lovers. Welcome to Rosé and Reads podcast. I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
All right.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you for joining us. Today, we will be talking about Yellowface.
This is such a crazy book. I think I told you to read this.
You did tell me to read this, and I really enjoyed it. What was R.F. Kuang?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rebecca. So many good Rebecca authors.
I know. We're cheers. On a roll with them. Oh, cheers. We've got a rosé again this
always,
morning.
Always, always, always. A nice Walmart bottle, but hey.
Yeah. What is it called? It's Chateau...
Chateau Saint...
Michelle?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't read it from
fancy
here.
French, obviously.
My eyes are starting to go. Like, I'm about to turn 30, and I have noticed I'm squinting at everything.
I'm telling you.
Getting these crow's feet on my eyes.
I have my glasses on today because I woke up and I was just like squinting. They hurt. I had a little headache, and I was like... I gotta wear my glasses, and thank God I did, because looking at our monitors and stuff, it's squinting at them to see anything. At least it's not affecting your reading.
No, I have that right in my face. So it's just like a little far away is what's getting me. Like, I can't read the numbers anywhere around us right now, so that's okay. Nice.
We're going in blind.
Going in blind.
That's all right.
Literally.
We're just going to be talking about this book anyways. And I read this book so I found it on Reese Witherspoon's book club. If y'all haven't popped that up yet, it's a fantastic book club. There's so many good reads on it. Easy, fun, great topics. I feel like she always chooses one that's wonderfully
like different. This was a different book. I never read something like this, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too. And I read it on vacation, and I was on the train hopping from Scotland to London, and I was like, this is so good. And I just kept going and going. I skimmed a little bit through the middle when she's spiraling.
Yeah,
which we'll doom we'll talk
scrolling
about.
And spiraling.
And this one we're gonna do set it up a little bit differently, this podcast of we're gonna just kind of talk about
the book itself, the concept,
because it was really fascinating from start to finish. And we're not going to really dive into every single thing like we've done the last three episodes.
We're just going to do an overall arch, which I like, because I didn't reread this one for the podcast. I just read it like a month ago. Took some okay, decent notes. So
yeah,
We're going in.
So overall thoughts on this book.
I enjoyed it. I mean, you were reading kind of like from the villain's point of view almost, because June Hayward, our main character, basically, I wouldn't say she's our protagonist because she's literally stealing her dead friend's works of writing and creating them as her own or portraying them as her own.
This is what it says. It says Yellowface is about an author basically stealing her friend's, in quotes, manuscript and publishing under her false name and identity.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, when they switched her name from June Hayward to Juniper Song, because the story is like based on Asian, like the war or something, an Asian war.
The book that they write.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All about
which
the
Asian
community.
Which is all based on, I'm pretty sure, fact. I'm not sure. Let's do a little disclaimer, first of all. I know nothing. Haley knows nothing about Asian culture, but we enjoyed this book quite a bit.
Oh, 100%. We learned a lot. And I think it's important to learn and realize that obviously there's other races out there, and to learn about them is so
important.
And
their struggles and what like happens in their communities, honestly.
Yeah. And so if we get something wrong, guys, we're just talking about the book. Okay. And we are going to put out a disclaimer on our Instagram that what we say in this podcast, you basically can't sue us.
Please don't, or try to not to, because I just enjoyed the book, and I thought Rebecca did a great job writing it.
Yeah.
It was satirical. It touched on a lot of things that I never read about, like the publishing world, for one.
Oh, my God. It was so fascinating.
It was very fascinating.
How from start to finish a book is. And then even after it's published, how years later she was going to conferences and just...
the royalties, the social media spiral. And I feel like that happens. Like in this book, June Hayward, she puts out her friend's book, even though she says it's hers. And then people start to they love her. Mm-hmm. She's the best new thing. And then she turns into, oh, wait, somebody comes out and is like, wait a second. I was in a class with Athena Liu, and she's talked about writing this story. So I think that Juniper Song, a.k.a. June Hayward, stole her friend's work. And then it was just like downhill from there.
Yeah.
the internet went crazy on her. She called them the Twitterati.
I know.
Which I loved. I was so there for that because it's so true.
I know.
Twitter and just goes
the way
nuts.
She's and just scrolling through social media, you can Doom see scroll. what that does to a person.
Oh, I mean, I feel like we've all been there. Not to that extreme. I'm not famous.
Well, of course not. No, like, well, of course, if you post a cool picture and it gets over 100 likes, you go, whoa. Like,
I know.
You know, and that's just what everybody does nowadays. But to see it full force into something like this.
An unstoppable force of people just coming at you or praising you. It's a different world we're living in today, I feel like. I mean,
well,
absolutely. I know it.
I mean, back then you would basically just get a few articles in the paper. Like,
yeah.
Top seller book. This is what would happen. Oh my God, you get some
you'd
praise.
You do your book tour. You'd get praise at your book tours. But like back in the day before the internet, authors, there was just like their author picture. You
absolutely.
Wouldn't recognize them walking down the street probably.
No, now you have a huge social media presence.
You have to. If you do anything, you have to have a social media presence.
You do.
Like just like what we're doing here, this podcast, we're trying to get off the ground.
Yeah, which is fine.
It's just a whole, it's a whole thing.
I know.
It's a whole new world out there.
I know. And so I do want to talk about the beginning of this book though, because it's fascinating how she stole this.
Yeah.
So did you think it was okay for her to steal it? I'm going to ask this before we...
Straight up, no.
Okay.
I think she probably should have gone the more, like, the right route and been like, hey...
Morally.
Yeah, been like, hey, my friend who just died, that I was there, witnessed her death, she showed me this manuscript before she died. You could kind of like... I mean, she didn't show her, but you could kind of...
Well, she did.
The truth.
No, she told
she
her
did.
To read it.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So she goes to her apartment. June Hayward goes to,
Athena Liu.
Athena Liu.
Love that name, by the way.
Which is super her pretty. So-called friend, which you realize that she's just insanely jealous of.
Oh my God. The way she was talking about her, I was like, ooh, this is toxic.
Yeah. So she goes to the apartment and so they're friends and they're having like a wine night. They've been drinking. And she goes, this is the book I'm going to, and she's very secretive about her writing, Athena Liu is, and shows her this manuscript. And then she wants Juniper's opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start drinking, having fun, and Athena Liu dies. And
Chokes
on a pancake.
So bad. It's like one of my worst, I don't want to die choking on anything. It's awful.
Well, choking on a pancake
is the worst.
I couldn't even imagine that's the death. And so that's so sad. But then the first thing she thinks of is to go back to that house.
I know.
And steal the book.
Well, she stole it while she was still there, like waiting. She had to steal it when the police were coming.
Is that, or did she go back?
No, she didn't go back.
See, that's
so like
that's so
literally
up.
She called 911 and then probably was like, but wait, the manuscript. I need to get that.
I know. And so then she's reading it going, holy crap, this is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not finished. So there's so many chunks out of it that still need to be finished. So she's like, well, I could finish that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like comes to her and all these things. Well, duh, it's an outline.
Right, yeah.
You already had the topic.
Yeah, it's like all you had to do is fill in the details. And she's over here like, I put in all of this stuff. I created all these new artists. It's like, no, bitch.
No.
You stole that piece of work.
Yeah. And so when I was reading it, I was like, okay, like you said, she should have went down this path.
100%.
But I can also see from the way her writing was, it was beautifully written of why she chose that and justified it.
You could justify anything wrong in your head. People do it all
the
time. And that's what June was doing. She was justifying her wrong actions in her head. Because, I mean, it's told from her point of view.
Yeah.
The entire way through.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I was just like, no, June. No, you did a wrong thing here.
At first, you're like, okay, I can see this. And then you go, this went a little too far, June. No, don't do this.
No,
you're doing it. Okay.
Yep. If you're going to do it, go through
full force.
Full throttle. That's what I was trying to say.
Did. She full on did. And it was like,
she even had the nerve to go and talk to the mother. I hated that part. I was like, that poor mom, she made the mom feel scared to read her daughter's works.
Yeah. Well, she never really did, I don't think. And then she went over there basically to convince her not to read it and to not let anybody have the notes. And because if she had the notes, they would have, it would have pointed directly to Athena Liu. And
100%.
Yeah, that she wrote it. She
was like, I'm going to donate all of Athena's works to, what was it, like the Asian Community Library or something? I'm not sure. It was just that.
I know. And then what she should have done from the start is went to the mom, said, hey, your daughter just died. Maybe months later she should have done this, whatever.
Yeah. An appropriate amount of time.
Yes, an appropriate amount of time.
So she can mourn.
Is just say, hey, I have this manuscript. This was hers.
It to me before she died.
I would like to finish it.
With your permission.
With your permission. Would this be okay? And I bet the mother would say 100%. I would not want her work to be unfinished.
Yes, because that is the right thing to do. And June was like there. I think her mom had met her before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she knows June. Mm-hmm. She was like the only one of her friends at the funeral.
I just think that there was a better way to go about it rather than to steal somebody's work. So, I mean, they were definitely friends from Athena's point of view, but from June's, she wasn't. She was extremely jealous of her. Jealous. They went to school together and they met, I think, in class, right? In college. Yes.
Or they were roommates?
I don't
remember.
Can't remember. Not really important. She just would always see her. They hung out. They had lots in common. Athena really stuck to herself because they're both writers. And then,
I mean, it came out that Athena really didn't have a whole lot of friends.
Yeah. And well, neither did June. Nope. And it was like, they basically only had each other, but yet here you are just inside sulking and being
super uber toxic, jealous of your one friend
toxic.
Oh, she was so toxic. But then remember the boyfriend who was like talking about how Athena thought he was like Athena thought you were so lame and she just hung around you to just make you feel better.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
He was an asshole trying to get the Athena Liu's ghost.
Yes.
The Instagram page that scared the shit out of her.
No, which wasn't him.
It was him, wasn't it?
No.
It was Candace?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought it was him.
Yeah, so time. Candace. So, yeah, that's what you want to think. That's who she thought it was. That's why mm-hmm. she went and had coffee with him.
But he was like, I want, if you let me in on this, give me some money, and then I won't say anything. He tried to blackmail her. All of the bad things happened in this story, and I love it.
She, from start to finish, when she starts having some success, so the book gets published, and she's having success. And you see the fame of it. Mm-hmm. She gets a huge book tour. She gets invited to colleges to talk about the Asian culture and community because that's what the book is about.
Yeah.
And she's... Oof,
when she goes to that one Asian lunch and it was so cringe. Like the person picks her up and was expecting...
An Asian
person. Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, that was really bad. And so she's just having...
And the old man who was talking to her, oh my gosh, broke my heart. That's why you don't do stuff like that. I know. Because it affects people.
And she said she did so much research on it. But you did, but...
It didn't affect any part of your family ever. Which apparently, I think when she went to talk to Athena's mom, her grandfather or her father had something to do with this war. And that's mm-hmm. why, Athena at first thought of this story.
So they basically were at this lunch and that poor older man, like you said, was
that
sitting
just
there,
broke my heart.
And it really affected his family, and so he mm-hmm. wanted to talk to this person.
He was so excited to get her autograph or something.
Yeah, that understood him. And it was I felt like that was kind of a turning point for her, was like, oh, I really don't fit into this community.
I shouldn't have done this.
Yeah,
no shit, you shouldn't have done this. No shit, Sherlock. It's just bad.
Well, and so while in the writing process, she comes across a junior publisher or one of the editors. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
In her team.
Candace. Oh, I knew from the start Candace was going to be a problem for her.
She keeps saying, hinting, are you sure? We don't want to put in more, kind of a disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Are you sure? And we need to take out this and blah, blah. And
yeah.
She has a lot of good points, but... June's she's going to unravel some stuff. Mm-hmm. I want her off my team. Gets her fired.
She does get her fired.
Not even just off the team.
Nope.
Gets her fired.
Full on fired.
So, of course, what do you do when you get fired?
You go on a rampage.
For something that you don't think you should be fired for. Oh, she came after her.
Like, full on force. Full on.
She made that account. Juniper's ghost. Or, no, Athena Lou's ghost. Mm-hmm. Which, obviously, we just talked about the boyfriend. She thought it was the ex-boyfriend, but it wasn't. We find out that it was Candace running that account and posting all this shit. And then it starts getting social media attention. And it starts getting hate.
Oh, yeah.
She went from being so loved on this climax of happiness about a wonderfully written book to now a downfall.
Yep.
The downfall is bad.
They say that any publicity is good publicity, but I don't think this is good publicity.
Absolutely not.
I mean, like, it basically, it begs to ask the question. Did June have the right to write about a suffering people that she had no, like, connection to? Does anybody? That if they don't have connection to it?
Yes. I think, yes. I think you can. I think you definitely can write about that. I think, like,
historians or something.
But you have to do it under the fact of, okay, I'm a white woman researching this.
Mm-hmm.
Researching this community and this whole what you just said about
suffering people,
and just like if I wanted to write about the Holocaust, I'm not a Jew. Mm-hmm. I'm not a German. Like, I am coming from an outside perspective of the Holocaust, and so same with this. I'm a white woman talking about the Asian culture. Mm. That's how she should have promoted it.
Yeah,
just from the start.
Yeah, I mean.
Because you can write about it. You just have to do lots of research. But then people are also going to know, like, okay, yeah, you don't have first tie in this.
Right.
You're not part of our culture, part of it. So you're always going to be on the outside.
Outside looking in. It could work. Yeah, she wanted to be on the inside. But outside looking in could work. I think just like a lot of people. That's why this author wrote this book.
Yes.
She was trying to show how people profit from other people's sufferings, yes, and it wasn't their people's sufferings, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, it can be done. You just have to do it the right way.
And she, from the start, wasn't doing anything the right way.
She just stole that shit right out from under her dead friend's ghost.
I know.
Dead friend's ghost. Dead, like, friend's body.
Well, and like morally, like we were saying, how do you sleep?
She didn't sleep. Nope. And she started seeing this. Was it Candace in the bookshop?
I think so.
I think it was Candace, right?
I think it was Candace following her, trying to...
It was, because whenever they're on the steps at the end, she's like, you thought I was Athena? Look at you. You think we all even look alike.
Yeah, because, like, she's Asian.
Yes. Oh, terrible. And so, I bet that was just a stab to the heart.
The ending.
Ooh, I love the ending.
So she's standing there on the steps, face-to-face with Candace. Mm-hmm. And Candace is basically yelling at her, like, yeah, you stole it, and June comes clean. I think, like, all those feelings are bottled up, and she just, like, releases it and was like, yeah.
Well, June thought that it was literally Athena's ghost. She was talking into the void. Like, she couldn't see Candace at first.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
She couldn't see her at first. And she's, like, confessing everything to Athena's ghost, because these steps that she had her meet on were, like, they did something there. They worked out, or something happened in Athena and June's past where she was, like, only Athena would know this. She was making it all up in her head, being all paranoid in her head about this being a ghost. And then there's the confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, it's Candace. Oh, my gosh. I was even there at that bookstore whenever you saw me. And then she was like, I thought that was Athena's ghost. She's like, of course you did, because we all look alike.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, well, so then she gets – they're arguing on the steps, and Candace is like, I'm going to – you're a fraud. I am going to tell everybody this, and you got me fired. I can't make my rent. Like, she's pissed because obviously she's been done wrong.
Yep.
And so June just can't stand that. So she attacks her and she tries to push her off these steps, basically trying to murder her.
You haven't done enough to the Asian community. Now you're going to try to murder
somebody. And so she's like, attacking her. Well, they kind of fight off, and June ends up rolling down the steps.
Yeah, June ends up being the one that's hurt.
Hurt, and she wakes up in the hospital. Oof. And then, of course, it's already out. Candace publishes all this stuff, and she's like,
but then at the end, of course, Jude's like, well, wait, I could spin this in my own direction.
I love that she totally sits there and is like, this could be good. This could be good for my new book.
Actually, wait, now I can make a whole new book about this and how I was the victim. Yeah. People will love it. It will get five stars. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, you cannot stop, girl.
I was reading it and I was like, whoa.
I have a quote from it. Reputations in publishing are built and destroyed constantly online. I don't think that's only for publishing. I think that's for literally anyone.
Yeah.
But it's true.
I know.
You can go from being one of the most loved people, but then something happens.
Something happens.
I mean, like, look at Britney Spears. She was the first one for it to happen to.
Dude, poor Brit.
I know.
Her socials talk about both.
Hey, but good for her. She can do what she wants. I'm just like, let it go, girl.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's fine. But in this situation, she definitely has no clout to do that. And I think at the very end of the book, like, her publishing company drops her, says like, we did not know anything about this, and is
just, oh yeah, they do not stand behind her.
No, one bit. Well, absolutely not. You can't.
That was after the Mother Witch thing came out, remember? Because so she, I don't even remember what the book was called that she wrote, the last front. It was The Last Front. That one did well. People were like, I feel like she might have stole this from Athena. But she kind of got away with it. She was able to talk her way out of that one. But then she comes out with Mother Witch, and it turns out somebody online was like, nope, here she goes again. She stole from Athena. I was literally in a writing class with Athena when she came up with this.
It was thought. Like a whole full it was page just, or
it
paragraph.
Was like an excerpt. It was just an excerpt that June took from her and created a whole story out of. But plagiarism is plagiarism. You can't steal people's work.
And she's doing it again.
Yeah, it's like, why can't you come up with anything original?
Well, that was she was getting hate on too. Mm-hmm. It was like, stop stealing. Yeah. Come up with your own shit.
That's what her publishers were saying to her too. It's just like, why don't we just stay away from anything like of the Asian variety? Stay away from Athena. Do something of your own and we'll support you.
Yeah. And
apparently she couldn't do it.
No. And I think she gets home from the hospital at the very end of the book and is like, okay, well, what do I do next? And she's just spiraling and spiraling. How do I flip
her
this?
Her spirals in this book, Rebecca wrote her spirals so well, because I feel like, I mean, like I said earlier, we've all been there. Spiraling, well, thinking about what's going on online, what's being talked about.
Well, you know? Or even you sit there and you think like, oh, this is what they're talking about. This is what's happening. Mm-hmm. How am I going to do this? And that's not maybe even what's happening. And you're just like making all of this up in your head. And you're like,
oh, I do that all the time.
Me too. I make up scenarios. And you're like, oh, this is like, the worst outcome. This is what's happening.
I literally do that all the time.
And everybody's like, no.
Or like, girl, you know, you have a drunk night. You know, we've all done this. You have a drunk night. And then it's like, oh God, did I just make a fool out of myself? And it's like, no, you were fine.
You were actually fine. Like, yeah. Nothing really even happened.
Happens to me almost every time. Let's be honest.
As we said here and drink our
As we drink our wine. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers to a good podcast. I really liked this book. So
I did too. I want to read more by her.
Well, so because she has that series.
What was the series name?
Oh my gosh.
Now I'm asking you to find something. That's always the hardest part.
No, I had it down.
Okay. Are we doing the big three for this?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, awesome.
So she has a series, The Poppy War, and then The Dragon Republic, and The Burning God. So those are her series. And then she has Babel.
Okay, I want to know if Babel. I want to know if Babel was the movie. You know how they just came out with a movie with, like, I don't remember if it was Leonardo DiCaprio and Florence Pugh. Like, I want to know if that was hers.
No.
You don't think that was hers?
No, I don't think so.
No.
This was about, I'm pretty sure, Asian community again. Of war.
Isn't Babel like Babylon? Or am I, like, way off? I might be way off. Please don't come at me.
Babylon.
Babylon was like the first.
I don't know.
Never mind.
But all her books have gotten great, great reviews. She's won lots of awards.
This was amazingly written. I flew through it. It was so good. It kept me. I think I read it in a day.
I know. Like, it's a really easy read. And I think
super good read.
I think it's really fascinating, and I think you guys would really, really like it.
I liked it.
So, okay, on that note then, on a scale of 1 to 10, would you rate it?
Oh, I gave this one like a solid 8.5.
Yeah.
Solid.
Same. I have it as an 8 because
I just really liked her writing.
Her writing style was great.
Beautiful.
I did.
I loved the spirals. I just spiraling loved
spiraling was
so
crazy.
Much.
Although I did skim.
You did skim?
That. Well, through that, because it was some, like,
you know, sometimes I did too.
It went too far. It was like page after page after page of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. But that's like, how people who are like, in their heads are. So I get why she did it, but yeah, I kind of skimmed a little bit there.
Yeah,
and that's like, why I gave her an 8.5, not a 9.
Not a 9.
If you notice, nobody has gotten a 9 yet in my book.
It's hard to just really, really be up there for me of having all the things checked off.
All the things that you like.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm ready for you to read Throne of Glass. It checks off all the marks in mine.
I know.
You'll get there.
I've got a list of books that I got to do for the podcast.
Once I convince her to read them, we will talk about them because she will become obsessed. For those of you who know what I'm talking about.
I will. So, okay, if you could rename it.
Oh, the death of Juniper Song.
Ooh. Well, she didn't really die.
No.
Athena Liu did.
The online death of Juniper Song. Something like that. You know, I told you last time, I'm really bad at naming stuff.
I know.
It took me a full 9 months to name my child. I'm not kidding. I couldn't figure it out.
I really thought about trying to rename this book, and I can't. I really think she did a great job with.
We didn't really even talk about like what the name came from.
Well, so yellow face is obviously a derogatory term for the Asian community.
Yes.
And so
I know when you told me to read it, I was like, whoa, okay.
When I saw it on Reese Witherspoon's like
thing, I was like, damn.
Whoa, what is she doing? It's like blackface. I mean, that's yellow face, blackface.
I thought it was when you were trying to be like, there was a lot of stuff in here that we didn't touch on, like how people. The sexualization of Asian people, it was talked about in the book a lot. And mm-hmm. I didn't realize that was a whole thing.
I didn't either.
That, like, Asian women are hyper-sexualized.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yeah. I didn't either.
I mean, it makes sense, though, with, like, anime and all that stuff.
It does, yeah.
Now that I think about it, but I've never really thought about it mm-hmm. before reading this. There's just a lot in it.
Well, yeah, very touchy subject. And mm-hmm. I love the cover. It's bright yellow with just two little Asian beautiful eyes with mm-hmm. some eyebrows, and that's it. And then yellow
very
face.
very simple.
I think it gets to the point.
It also is like, what is this about?
Mm-hmm. It's very catchy.
Mm-hmm. It's
so
a good one.
I really liked it. And okay, so if you had to kill somebody off, who would you kill off?
Oh, that Marnie girl, her friend, the bitchy friend in her group text.
Yeah,
I didn't like her. She was all just like, I just didn't like her.
Yeah.
I mean, it really wouldn't change the story, but I didn't like her friends at all.
They were superficial friends. They were there.
Oh, they were totally on the surface.
Her career.
Huh.
Yeah. And then
her fame.
And then when she started to spiral and downfall and get accused of plagiarism, she was like, they were like not responding to her, which I thought was hilarious.
I loved that though. I was like, yes, okay. At least you're staying true to who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
No, they're not real friends.
I think if I could kill someone off, I would have killed, this is going to sound so bad, just one at a time, the mom. Athena's mom.
Oh my gosh, like a stab to the heart,
right?
Haley.
Right?
What are you doing over here?
It would change everything.
It would.
She would have gotten the notes, probably. She would have stolen the notes from her, or whatever, I don't
from
know.
From all the other or stories, and then she could have just continued to write.
Yeah, maybe she would have written more books. You never know. It maybe just would have changed the trajectory of how things
were. Man.
I know, yeah. Right? That's a good kill off.
That is a good kill off.
I thought that out and was like, ooh, I'm going to say that.
Ooh, girl.
Yeah. So that basically wraps up.
That's our podcast. Yay.
Episode.
Really great.
Next week, is going to be Wrong Place, Wrong Time.
Ooh, I'm
which
excited.
Is also another Reese Witherspoon Book Club pick that I believe was last year.
You really liked it. I just started it, so I'll have it read by next week.
Yeah, so she has no
It'll
opinion
be nice and
yet.
Fresh. I can't wait.
I absolutely was obsessed with this book. I thought it was a great topic, so I can't wait to dive into that. And
then Iron Flame. Oh my God, I'm so ready.
That's in 2 weeks after.
Is
so.
It? Oh wait, what's after?
So we're gonna do a little filler episode of
I
just our favorite books.
Filler episode. Yeah. That's what it was. I was about to say
that like, episode is gonna be great for people who are tuning in for maybe suggested reads.
Yes.
Maybe
come up with a whole list
that we didn't particularly care for. Mm-hmm. To maybe stay away from. I don't know, but. everybody's opinion's different if they like that book. Yep. So we'll never know, but it'll be a fun podcast. So, keep looking out for that.
Yes.
And so, other than that, I think we are wrapping up here.
Let's wrap it up. All right. Well, thank you for joining us at Rosé and Reads Podcast. Again, I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
See you next time.
Bye.